Amazon turns 20 this week. 20 years ago, they sold their first book. It's had a huge influence on the world of retail, particularly books. Some critics see Amazon as the giant that ate independent bookstores, but Tom Nisley is of two minds on this criticism. He worked for 10 years as a book editor at Amazon, starting in 2000. Today, he runs an independent bookstore in Seattle. Nisley spoke with David Hyde about how he sees Amazon from his new vantage point as the owner of Finney Books.
If a customer comes in, has a question about a book, or especially a book that they're not even sure what they're looking for, I still go to Amazon to find out about them. They've expanded the way we can talk about and learn about books. I have customers who send me Amazon links and say, oh, I found out about this book. Can I get it from you? Which is kind of, I think there's that term showrooming, which bricks and mortar people use to talk about people who come into to their store and then kind of look around and but then buy it at a cheaper internet place. But there's a fair amount of reverse showrooming that goes on too, that people look online, but they want to support their local store and they end up buying it there. So that, you know, that's two ways. I'm glad Amazon's there.
What about the dark side then of Amazon from your point of view? You worked there, but now you're an author, you're an independent bookseller here in Seattle. The dark side.
Well, I think the darkest side is you just can't compete on price. You just can't. They can negotiate. They have the market power to negotiate discounts the way that the chains have, but I think they've taken it to a further level. I think they also, and this is as someone who loves physical books, I'm not sure that Amazon really would care if physical books went away. I mean, they still do a big business in physical books, but I think, you know, they invented the Kindle. They popularized the ebook. I think they would love to see books go completely digital the way that music has, the way that movies have. And that's something as a lover of the physical book that I don't want to see.
And that hasn't happened yet. What do your customers say to you about the physical book and its presence and persistence here in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a real surprise. I think 5 years ago, I wouldn't have opened an independent bookstore. I think if I talked to the indie booksellers that I talked to before I bought this one, they would have told me not to, because it really seemed like ebooks were going to take over everything. And I think we've kind of seen it kind of in our own reading tastes, but we're happy to see that there's a large group of people who really still love a physical book.
Why? What did they say to you?
I think it's having them in your house. I think it's just a different experience of ownership over a book like that, but I think it's a different reading experience, that there's something, you know, people are on their screens all day long, and a lot of people come to a book as a break or a chance to enter a different world. And reading, especially a long-form thing on your laptop or even on a Kindle that doesn't look that different from a laptop, isn't that different an experience. And I also feel like, and I think there's actually now been studies that are showing this, you don't remember a book the same way if you read it on a screen, especially kind of the almost anonymous way that it's presented on a Kindle, where every font is the same, every layout is the same. Whereas if you read it in a physical book, you have a memory of it, almost a geographical memory of it, and it just sticks in your head in a different way.
All right, but Amazon is making some progress still in the ebook space. They still exist as physical booksellers. How are you able to compete with them when it comes to that as an independent bookseller here in Seattle?
Well, I think I have an advantage. I know what they do, and I know that I don't really need to do a lot of that. I don't need to have a vast database of books that are available. I don't need to compete on price. I wish I could a little better. But what I do is I'm a person right in the middle of the neighborhood that people know. I have a small bookstore with, you know, 5,000 books or so. A lot of people are overwhelmed going to Amazon. It's chaos, or feels that way to someone, especially people who aren't immersed in books the way that a professional like me is. And I think people like to have that chaos curated, which is the popular word these days, and to walk into a place where they know that these books are chosen, that I can talk about most of them. If they ask about it, I can walk over right to where on the shelf that book is. And, you know, I've read it, or the customer's read it. I know what this customer might be interested in. And that's just something that can't be replicated.
So in addition to physical books, there's a physical community that's built around bookstores, in your case, in Finney Books. What else do you have to offer that Amazon may not.
I think it's a family place. I mean, Finney, you know, there's a lot of families in my neighborhood. And I think kids come in, and even I've just been there a year and I'm already seeing some of the little toddlers grow up. There's no more satisfying experience as a bookseller than having a kid who's just old enough to come to the store themselves, and they have this crumpled up, you know, $20 bill or $10 bill and a book that just came out in a series they love, and they hand that bill over to me and I kind of flatten it out, and they run out of the store with this book that they've been waiting to get that they bought with their own money. And that, you know, and it's from someone they know, and, you know, we've started to put pictures up in the store of people with their favorite books, and so they can look and see other their neighbors, what their neighbors love. And that's pretty hard to replicate.
So peaceful coexistence?
You know, at this point, and I'm a terrible futurist, at this point it feels possible in Seattle, where, you know, there's a fair amount of money and there's a fair amount of consciousness about where people shop. I would love it if there is an Amazon. I love that there is an Amazon, and I love that there's a healthy indie bookstore community in Seattle, and I would love them both to coexist. And right now it's possible.
Tom Nisley used to be an editor, a book editor at Amazon. Now he runs Finney Books here in Seattle. He spoke to David Hyde.